Swapix, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about some of the most gruesome accident stories of the day. All that digging and watering and planting can really upset a garden, and an Arizona man is lucky to see, lucky maybe to even be alive, after the garden fought back.
It was July 30th, and Leroy Letcher was doing some gardening when he fell face first onto his pruning shears.
I can't tell you how much it hurt.
One of the handles went right into his right eye socket, so the 86-year-old ran inside to his girlfriend.
I just said, Leroy, honey, what have you done?
He was rushed to a Tucson hospital.
It was rock solid in his face.
Halfway into his head, Dr. Lynn Polanski says they had to cut
underneath his gum line, opening up his sinus, and we were able to visualize the handle.
And they extracted it without any damage to the eyeball.
I see all of you as good as I can see out of this eye.
Dr. Polanski says Letcher's very lucky.
Fox News Radio's Dave Anthony reporting the Twitter sphere is keeping an eye on developments, including at Live Green Tips, though shears in the eye gives a whole new meaning to living green. Another outdoorsman is in the headlines after taking a cue from the Hollywood movie 127 Hours, chopping off his own toes to free himself after getting stuck.
He was just out to cut some wood for the winter when the toes on his right foot were pinned by a logging machine. John Hutt says he yelled for help, but no one came, and after 30 minutes, he did the unthinkable.
I never did go into shock, and I'd cut on it till I couldn't take the pain much, and then I'd take a breath or two and wait a second and then start whacking again till I finally got them cut off.
Hutt says he had heard about the movie, but while he was cutting, that never entered his mind.
That's Robin Hart from Fox News Radio affiliate KOA in Denver. The Twitter sphere is really getting stuck in this story, including at Willie's Jeep and Eddie Heinlein. Just watch those toes, folks. Meanwhile, in Virginia, a man lost his head after getting into an argument with his ex-wife. Literally. The unidentified 46-year-old lit a trailer of his belongings on fire, tied a cable around a tree, hopped back in the SUV still attached to that now-burning trailer, and roped that cable around his neck. Cops and firefighters tried to coax him out of the truck, fearing for his life. He gunned it instead. The man's body was yanked right out the back window of his Ford Explorer. His head was yanked clean off. The story led at Out for Vengeance to his own conclusion and left at Brooks Bain wondering. I'm at Chris Onig, and those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.